Ja, herzlich willkommen zum zweiten Teil des Metro-Laut-Spezials aus Istanbul. Neben mir sitzt der Kalle Kornblum und mein Name ist Jonathan Nebel und wir sind gerade im Gezi-Park und zwar eigentlich genau in der Mitte. Und dort hat das Bündnis hier eine Bühne aufgebaut, da gibt es Redebeiträge momentan und immer wieder auch skandiert. Und wir sind jetzt gerade über den Platz gelaufen und das ist sehr spannend zu sehen.
Also man kann sich das vorstellen, das ist eigentlich kein Park mehr hier, sondern einfach eine Zeltstadt mit einer kompletten Infrastruktur. Also die Zelte stehen hier wirklich Millimeter auf Millimeter, viele Pavillons, überall Infostände. Ich kann gar nicht genau schätzen, wie viele Zelte das sind. Das ist aber hier schon eine wirklich große Angelegenheit, würde ich sagen. Schön fand ich die FOKÜ, oder so ein Materiallager, die sich ihr Grundstück da abgesperrt haben mit Polizeisperren und dort Essen und Materialien ausgeben.
Ja, und das Ganze ist eben, also so wie man hier so rüberläuft, organisiert in kleinen Vierteln. Oder das heißt, dann die Anarchisten haben irgendwo irgendeinen Bereich, dann die Kommunisten, alle möglichen Gruppen. Wir kennen natürlich nicht die ganzen Gruppen, Gewerkschaften. Und überall kann ich eigentlich mich informieren. An jedem Baum hängen überall irgendwelche Zettel, so I love Turkish Airlines, but I'm on strike zum Beispiel. Oder also dann, es gibt hier sehr, sehr viele Spruchbänder und es ist eine rege Geschäftigkeit. Hier wird gerade Holz neben uns gespalten, zum Beispiel. Also es ist ziemlich gute Infrastruktur und es ist irrsinnig sauber, finde ich, dafür, dass hier irgendwie, keine Ahnung, wie viele tausend Leute momentan wohnen. Ja, und wir schauen jetzt uns mal um nach Gesprächspartnerinnen und Gesprächspartnern und gucken, was passiert.
So, Char, what's this?
This is a library, open air library. I think this one is the first time, and everything is free, books and good dialogue and meeting new people, and everything is free here in our library.
How is that paid for? Where do you get the books from?
Just from people. Yeah. Someone who wants to bring here to book and others and take free. It's simple.
How long has the library been here?
14 days.
So you started really in the beginning to build up the library?
Yeah. It just at the beginning, after attack of the police, and we decided to build this library, and really we need this, and humanity needs this to think free and how can I say, responsibly enjoy. Yeah.
What's your general feeling? When we just talked, you said we are too late.
Sorry.
There are rumors that that some people are thinking about leaving Gezi Park.
Lots of people here visiting here and amazed when they see here, and really, really, really interesting. People are interesting. Some of them are engineer, some of them are writer, and lots of writers came to visit us and to bring some books for free and sign, and they have lots of good feeling, and this one is make us strong.
So how long are you gonna stay?
Till the end. Because I was born here 25 years ago, and I grew up here, and I am planning to die in Istanbul, in Gezi. Yeah, really.
I read that people are discussing if to continue with the protest, or, yeah, what is the decision now? It's continuing. It looks like.
This is not like a protest, just not like a demonstration, just like a festival. Yeah, lots of people came here, and they are wondering what's going on here, and with their children, their moms, grandmoms, grandsons, everyone is here, and I think we are planning to stay here till the end.
What do you think, how will the government react if you say we stay here?
Yeah, ridiculous.
What will they say?
Yeah. They're saying lots of ridiculous things, and just funny, but they don't want us to stay here because we are all of people are not leftist or not rightist. Yeah, we are all, and we are public. Just that one thing we want to do is to be free and democracy. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
So, what do we see here? What is this?
This is the a little revelation.
And you have lots of supplies here.
Yeah.
I see milk and
a lot of things. Is bread, is breakfast stuffs, medical stuffs. The people around the world, they send us to help us.
So this is like the place where all the goods from which people give, if it's milk or bread, or I see a lot of things to clean dishes and
that's right.
And people can come here and buy or take or
no, not buy. It's free, just free for the stayers, for the people in here. It's free, just free.
Nice. So, how long do you think you are going to stay in Gezi Park?
When the Recep Tayyip Erdogan is going down the government, it's quit the government, then we go here, then we clean here.
And what do you think about now the situation is like, because there was this the meeting with Erdogan, and he said, okay, the park, and you get a referendum, but do people stay now, or...
The park is just start something, and then the people talk louder and louder. But is the park is the just starting a little spark, you know?
So now we're saying, hey, you get the park is not enough anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Bu nedenle yarın Ethem Sarısülü Bayeli'nin yargılanması için acımızı paylaşmak için bütün ölen ve yaralanan dostlarımızın acısını paylaşmak için yeniden burada olacağız. Yarın Ankara'daki dostlarımızı Ethem'in cenazesine davet ediyoruz. İstanbul'daki dostlarımızı da Taksim'e davet ediyoruz. Bunu da hep beraber duyurmaya başlayabiliriz arkadaşlar.
So, what exactly are you doing here? This with this red paper.
Şimdi ne yapıyorsun bununla?
Devrimci işçi sendikalarının bugün Taksim'de Gezi Parkı'nda bir miting eylemi olacak.
Okay, there's going to be a meeting of revolutionary unions today in the Gezi Park, and we are making this with the caskets so that as much people as possible can wear it so that it can be seen.
Biz sendikalı değiliz ama işte bu şapkaları yapmak için yardımcı oluyoruz.
We are not part of the union, but we just do it for helping friends and by solidarity.
What does it say? What's the sentence on there?
Bunu ne demek?
Her yer Taksim, her yer direniş.
In every place it's Taksim, in every place it's resistance.
Taksim ist überall, Resistance ist überall. How long have you been at Taksim or in Gezi Park now?
Pardon. I can answer for her. She was in Germany a few days ago, so she arrived on yesterday, but I've been here for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow, 2 weeks.
Well, actually, since end of May, the 31st of May. No, it was the evening where the police has been very violent towards the people who were trying to come to Taksim, and after that they have to fall back, like to get away from Taksim, because the government ordered them to let the park free access to the people. And now it's been 2 weeks.
Did you witness any of the police brutality?
Yes. And mainly use of gas. I cannot tell you which gas it is exactly, but it's a very effective gas, let's say, and it has been used in a massive way.
So you've been to Germany before?
Haven't you? Almanya'da gittin.
Gitmiştim. Evet, benim babam orada yaşıyor. 80 darbesinden sonra Almanya'ya, yani 5 yıl cezaevinde kaldıktan sonra cezaevinden çıktıktan sonra Almanya'ya yerleşti.
5 yıl mı?
Evet.
Okay. Her dad has stayed 5 years in prison after the coup d'etat of 1980. After that, he left Turkey and went to Germany, and he's living in Germany ever since.
Das war gerade eine kleine, aber feine Demonstration von Veganern.
Tierschützer, ja. Da ging es um Massentierhaltung. Das war irgendwie doch sehr eindeutig. Und da stand irgendwie auch ein englisches Plakat mit der Kampf wird in der Küche entschieden. Und so ist auch an diesem Samstag noch nicht zu spüren, dass die Proteste abebben werden. Im Gegenteil ist hier eine Atmosphäre, sie ist entspannt, aber auch nicht komplett entspannt, die uns bedeutet, dass es weitergeht. Das haben auch alle Aktivistinnen und Aktivisten auf dem Platz gesagt und damit zurück ins Internet.